Epilogue. A silence of three parts. It was night again. The Waystone Inn lay in silence, and it was a silence of three parts. The first part was a hollow, echoing quiet made by things that were lacking. If there had been horses stabled in the barn, they would have stamped and champed and broken it to pieces. If there had been a crowd of guests, even a handful of guests, bedded down for the night, their restless breathing and mingled snores would have gently thawed the silence like a warm spring wind. If there had been music. But no, of course there was no music. In fact, there were none of these things. And so the silence remained. Inside the Waystone, a man huddled in his deep, sweet-smelling bed, motionless, waiting for sleep. He lay wide-eyed in the dark. In doing this, he added a small, frightened silence to the larger, hollow one. They made an alloy of sorts, a harmony. The third silence was not an easy thing to notice. If you listened for an hour, you might begin to feel it in the thick stone walls of the empty taproom, and in the flat, grey metal of the sword that hung behind the bar. It was in the dim candlelight that filled an upstairs room with dancing shadows. It was in the mad pattern of a crumpled memoir that lay fallen and unforgotten atop the desk. And it was in the hands of the man who sat there, pointedly ignoring the pages he had written and discarded long ago. The man had true red hair, red as flame. His eyes were dark and distant, and he moved with the weary calm that comes from knowing many things. The Waystone was his, just as the third silence was his. This was appropriate, as it was the greatest silence of the three, wrapping the others inside itself. It was deep and wide as autumn's ending. It was heavy as a great river-smooth stone. It was the patient, cut-flower sound of a man who is waiting to die. You have been listening to The Name of the Wind, The King Killer Chronicle, Day 1, Part 1, by Patrick Rothfuss, read by Rupert Degas. This is an Orion Audiobooks production, copyright Orion Publishing. Music, recording, and production by Peter Rinney.